listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 315 and a half, and today I'm going to talk about a couple of great backlist titles related to the week's new releases. So hello, it's my turn again already. This is very exciting because I get to talk about one of my favorite thrillers today and one of the best YA novels that I've read in the last few years. It's all very exciting. I don't think I have anything else exciting to tell you besides that. I mean, everything that I live and breathe and sleep is books, pretty much. I did watch The Cutting Edge this morning, which is not books, but should be, or possibly could have been. I don't know. I saw it in the theater, which is amazing to think of now because it's, you know, 20-something years since I was in high school, but it was pretty good. Mostly I just wanted to hear her say, "Toh!" pick, which is what everyone wants to hear all the time when they talk about Cutting Edge. I actually posted it in my Instagram stories that I was watching The Cutting Edge specifically to see how many people I could get to respond toe pick. And so far, it's been about an hour and a half since I posted about it. So far, about 24 people have said it. So good job, pop culture people. Way to go. But now, back to books. Oh, wait, no. First, we're going to hear from a sponsor because I like to lie about these things. And then we're going to hear about books.
Today's episode is brought to you by Flatiron Books, publisher of The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo. This is one I'm actually super excited about. I liked Leigh Bardugo's other adult fantasy books, and so I'm really looking forward to this one. It's set in the Spanish Golden Age during a time of high-stakes political intrigue and glittering wealth. It follows Luzia, a servant in the household of an impoverished Spanish nobleman who reveals a talent for little miracles. Her social climbing mistress demands Luzia use her gifts to win over Madrid's most powerful players, but what begins as simple amusement takes a dangerous turn. Luzia will need to use every bit of her wit and will to survive, even the help of Guillén Santángel, an immortal familiar whose own secrets could prove deadly for them both. So The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo is on sale now. And like I said, it's a must-read of the season. It's perfect for anyone who loves history, a little bit of magic, a lot of danger. You can get your copy now at leighbardugothefamiliar.com. And thanks again to Flatiron Books, publisher of The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Steve Aoki's HeroQuest at your local bookstore or online at HeroQuest.com, and catch Steve live on the Heavenly Hell Tour. HeroQuest is a graphic novel that is the story of a genetically augmented metahuman named Hero who travels into the multiverse 400 years into the future to save Earth from a disaster it cannot avoid. It has everything from mutants to robots to zombies to aliens, witches, and more. It's a quest for 10 rings of tremendous power from 10 different worlds that will be needed to save our world from certain disaster. It's an epic journey that will require the hero named Hero to be cursed to save the lives of billions on Earth. It's a story of heroism, wonder, betrayal, and finally, revelation. This is the hero's journey. This is Hero's quest. So the story was imagined by the mind of Steve Aoki and written by New York Times bestselling author Jim Kruger and Steve Aoki. So make sure to check it out. And this episode comes thanks again to Steve Aoki's HeroQuest at your local bookstore or online at HeroQuest.com, and catch Steve live on the Heavenly Hell Tour.
Okay, so this week, Taylor Adams has a new book out. It is called Hairpin Bridge. And Taylor Adams also wrote one of my favorite thrillers of the last few years. Just absolutely love this book. It's such delicious, nasty fun. It's called No Exit. And it is about a college student named Darby Thorne. She is in college in Colorado, maybe, or like close to Colorado. I can't remember now. But she has to go to Utah because her mother is dying. And so she's going to drive from college to Utah to get to the hospital to see her mother. And she gets stuck in Colorado. There's this freakishly large snowstorm, and it's impossible to get through. So she gets stuck at this rest stop with a couple of other cars in the parking lot. And she goes inside, and there are four complete strangers in there. And the snow is so high, nope, the roads aren't cleared, there's no cell phone service, they don't know, you know, what they're going to do. They just have to spend the night here waiting for someone to come and plow out the parking lot and help them get back on the road. So, you know, it happens, right? These weird things in our lives occur once in a while. However, a little while into her night here at the rest stop talking with these complete strangers, she goes outside to try and find cell phone service, just, you know, because she keeps trying to find out if she can get through and let people know where she is and or like call for help or something. And she happens to look in the back of a van parked next to her car, and there she sees a young girl locked in a cage. Like, what? What is happening? And now she knows that one of the people inside the rest stop where she's been hanging out is responsible for this. She doesn't know whose van it is. She doesn't know which of these people belongs to the van. And even if she did, she's stuck there. Like, how can she rescue this child and get away when you can't even, like, walk through the snow? But all of a sudden, she realizes she's locked inside this rest area. Well, not locked inside. Obviously, she can go out in the snow. But she's at this rest area with a horrible, horrible, horrible person. And what is she going to do? So she has to figure out a way to save the child without letting on that she knows. But, you know, plans, they don't always work out how you expect them to. And it turns into basically like Die Hard in a rest stop. That's what I call it. There's just nonstop action in the last part of the book. And, you know, she's like John McClane. She takes a lot of lumps, you know, but she's going to be heroic. She's going to do this one great thing in her life because she feels like she's disappointed so many people her whole life. So now she's going to save this girl. So if you're excited to read No Exit and you were wondering, I do want to give a quick content warning for child endangerment, violence, and gore. It's bananas. Completely unrealistic, but I absolutely love it. And that is No Exit by Taylor Adams. My other pick today I chose because there is a great YA novel out today, the start of a trilogy, I believe. Maybe a duology, but I think it's a trilogy called Sisters of the Snake by Serena and Sasha Nanua. And it is out today. It's about two twin sisters who have never met. It's kind of like a Prince and the Pauper fantasy story. They're going to switch places. And it reminded me that there was a YA novel a couple of years ago. I think I even talked about it on the show when it came out. That was really excellent, written by a sister and brother team called The Things She's Seen by Amblin Quay-Molina and Ezekiel Quay-Molina. This is a speculative sort of mystery, but there's some parts written in verse that are so beautiful. It's about a young woman named Beth Teller. Beth Teller is an Australian Aboriginal teenager. She is also a ghost. She died in a car accident. Her father is a detective, and since she died, he is the only one who can see and hear her ghost. He has been racked by grief since her death, and she is looking for ways to help him move on, to help him to recover from his loss because she died. And she learns of another case that there is that they've given her father to work on. They've kind of sent him out of town because, you know, they don't know how to help him. And so there was a fire in a remote town and this house burned down. And the one survivor is also an Australian Aboriginal teenager. She is in the hospital now. Her name is Isabel Ketching. And she's trying to tell Beth's father about her life and what happened. But she only speaks in riddles, and mostly only Beth can seem to understand her. So Beth has decided she's going to help her father solve the mystery of what happened in that house, solve the mystery of whose body it is that they found in the ashes. It's just a beautifully written book with some really hard subjects. You know, it's generational trauma, it's the stolen generation, it's grief and loss. The original title was Ketching Teller Crow in the UK and in Australia, but they changed it for the US. I want to give content warnings for this one because there is some very serious stuff for mentions of racism, genocide, sexual assault, kidnapping, police cover-up, car accident deaths, mental illness, loss of loved ones, and murder. It's a very heavy book, but it's a very beautiful book. So this one is The Things She's Seen by Amblin Quay-Molina and Ezekiel Quay-Molina, and it's excellent. Let's see, for dealer's choice today, I have so many books to pick from, but I think that I'm going to start with The Wisteria Society of Lady Scoundrels by India Holton, which is a book that Tirza talked about on the show last week, or this week. I don't even know what day it is. Yes, this week. And it sounds amazing. It's supposedly this, you know, historic mystery sort of thing, but everything I've read about it sounds absolutely bonkers. It's like set in Victorian times, but it's about pirates and henchmen and assassins, and Tirza was just telling me that there are Star Wars references, like Star Wars jokes in this book. So I have to read it immediately, of course. That one is The Wisteria Society of Lady Scoundrels, which I hope to be raving about very soon. And that is it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to our awesome audio editor, Jen Zink. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty and on Instagram at FransenComesAlive. I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. And for more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. Or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy readings.